Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Ben Draymond is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his passion for music, but what it's been like for him to share that passion with the world and to see the way that the world is responding to him. His album that many of you have gotten to know as The Past is not far behind, and that title, as powerful as it is, really, is nothing unlike the music that is on there as well, with singles that are not only powerful, but also, I think, help us to look at entertainment a little bit differently and look at the world a little bit differently. We're going to be talking to Ben not only about the experience of music, but what it's been like for him to see the way that people respond to it. Here is his single, Avalanche, from that project. We'll be right back with Conversations Live. Stay with us.
A place that I have been so many times before. My soul is tortured by constant idealizations in a world of frustrations. What is it they want me to be? But I refuse to play their game of deception. I was trying to be seen without having
That was Ben Draymond with Avalanche from his album, The Past Is Not Far Behind. It's a powerful album. We're going to talk a little bit more about that with Ben. Ben, hello to you, and thank you so much for joining us today on Conversations Live.
Hey there. Hey. Yeah. The song sounded familiar, and I'm like, oh, I think that's my song. That's pretty cool.
You know what? I'm sure it has been cool for you, Ben. You know, this is so great to have you on the program. This has been an amazing year for you for a few reasons. One, of course, you know, people are still buzzing about The Past Is Not Far Behind, but you've added a bonus single that has gotten a lot of attention as well, the single Stricken. You know, let's start off by talking about that. I mean, you have a very distinctive voice. I think that people will be able to say that, a voice that people definitely are drawn to. Were you surprised by the response to that single, Stricken?
Yeah. The extent of the response. I was certainly hoping for it, but I was definitely surprised by the extent of it. I mean, I even managed to get kind of Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm, a bunch of top producers, one of the band members from Shinedown also comment about it. They all really seem to like it, and there's been a lot of positive feedback. But I think that my favorite comment of all is one girl who says, I never thought a Disturbed song could make me cry. And that for me was like, wow, I guess I must have achieved something.
Right. Well, you know, it's amazing. I mean, the video was posted at the beginning of October, already over 30,000 views on YouTube alone. And then, of course, as I mentioned, you have it available now as a bonus track of The Past Is Not Far Behind. This love of music that you've had, you can tell it's very genuine, Ben. When did you first realize that music was something that you did have a love affair with?
I get asked that a lot. I've been singing essentially since I was 13, and even before that. I started music lessons. I started piano lessons at age 13. But, I mean, I was always kind of obsessed with music long before that, always raiding my brother's music collection growing up. And as soon as I learned to play an instrument and being able to compose my own songs and being able to play the stuff that I heard on the radio, I was just kind of going at it, and I've been doing it ever since. It's been a long time.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's been a long time, but you definitely have been dedicated to it. And I think this is the thing that separates you, and I'm curious as to your thoughts on this, Ben. I think this is what separates you from so many artists that come and go. Do you think that your dedication to the craft and your respect for it is one of the reasons why you've had longevity?
Well, you know, people always try to say of what distinguishes them from other musicians, and you know, I'd never want to disrespect anybody else. I mean, I know so many musicians that they put in, they're just as dedicated and they put in just as much work. The thing that really separates me from everybody else is essentially it's me. It's like you said that, you know, some people say I have a distinctive voice. I don't try to sing like anyone else. You know, I've been singing since I was 13, and I kind of found my artistic voice rather early. So I kind of developed it then, and I've just been continuing with that. And I think that everybody has their kind of unique imprint that they leave on the world, and that's essentially what I was trying to do. The album itself is unique in the sense that it's just incredibly deeply, deeply personal. I mean, to the extent that I didn't even think it was commercially viable from that standpoint. But I was very surprised by people's reactions that what I thought was my own personal, unique experiences, people felt that they could relate to it in a big way. And I guess something about the honesty and the authenticity of which I was able to kind of deliver it all, because at the end of the day, that's really what it is for me. It's my own little, like, personal therapy that I'm kind of inviting the world to be a part of. And then when it takes the form of art that people can project their own experiences on it, it just turns into a totally different beast, essentially.
Exactly. Well, you know what? I totally agree with that. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the privilege of speaking with Ben Draymond. He's talking with us not only about his album, The Past Is Not Far Behind, but also the path that he has been on. And as part of that path, Ben, what's happened, even with that single that we heard here, Avalanche, you have a great video for that. And I think it really brings that song to life. when you're watching that video. Do you feel as though when people... Yeah, exactly. Do you feel as though when people are listening to this album, they will be able to kind of take that journey with you through the words, not just through, of course, the title, but also through the words of the songs?
For sure. There's a lot of elements that are brought out in the lyrics. The video itself touches upon a theme that kind of carries through the album that actually started off with the first track, which is called Soon Enough. And it's basically a sort of an existential philosophical concept that for me was kind of brought about by being really, really involved with the works of Franz Kafka, who's a famous Czech author. And the concept basically is sort of like waking up in an absurd kind of existence, you know, where all kinds of strange things happen to you. Kafka has a very famous story called The Metamorphosis, where a person just wakes up one day and he's a beetle, and he's just got to figure out that situation. And what often happens, more often than not, is that we spend a lot of time trying to figure out our respective situations and try to understand the why behind it all. Why is this happening and what's going on? And the more we try to figure things out, the more complicated things get and the more entangled in the web of craziness things get. And really the solution is to just kind of embrace the current reality, accept it for what it is, and just roll with it and just move on. And that's kind of like the ultimate path to salvation. And that's kind of the main theme that's being developed. You know, I wrote those songs during, you know, very difficult times in my life, which is what I get inspired by the most. For the most part, that's kind of how I use my music, sort of as a personal therapy. And that's really the theme. You know, certainly in Avalanche, you know, sort of it basically illustrated that point in the video. The concept of the masks in the video, for those who watched the video, that sort of absurd reality, that's what's being symbolized by the masks. Exactly. And ultimately the character goes through that process until the end, where she sort of embraces the absurd reality that is the masks, and that's kind of her path to redemption.
Yeah. Well, I think another thing that we can't talk about without, you know, mm-hmm. actually discussing the music is the role that social media has played in all of this. I mentioned, you know, the hits on YouTube. You have also been quite mm-hmm. a buzz through social media as well. You know, I believe, and I'm curious as to your thoughts on this, Ben, I believe the internet has really done a lot when used, I think, properly, to be able to bring people together, sure. to be able to share things that we may not have known about otherwise. Is that what you think has happened,
sure.
not only with the single that you did, Stricken, but also with this album?
Well, for sure. I mean, I'm talking to you right now from Jerusalem, Israel, which is right across the other side of the world, essentially. And, you know, that sort of thing wouldn't really be possible today without the internet. I mean, today
right.
I have fans as a result of social media all over the world. I have fans in areas that at least my country is currently in conflict with, you know, such as Syria or Egypt or even Jordan from that standpoint, or even Iran. And because music kind of knows no boundaries and doesn't really pay attention to a lot of the politics that are going on, it can transcend all of that. And it's really, really an amazing concept. I spend most of my time pretty much using social media to promote my music and to gain new fans. And it's extremely tiresome and taxing, because it requires a lot of hours, and you're competing with millions upon millions of other people that are all trying to grab everybody's attention. But the rewards are amazing, too, because as a musician, as an artist, you get instant feedback from your fans. I mean, I can hear the stories that people tell me of the impact that the music has had on their lives, and how I, despite the fact that I'm a stranger and I've never met them, have suddenly become part of their personal narrative in their
right.
life. I mean, there was one fan who auditioned for a major role in a play, and he played my song Soon Enough, and the director cried as the fan had cried when he had first heard the song, and he ended up getting the lead role, and he'll forever associate me with that experience, and that just really, really blows my mind.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you know, I think that goes to the effect. I mean, you touched on something that I think is something that all of us have appreciated, and Ben, and that is that music really has no boundaries. Music over the years, even we've seen it in the past 50 years, the impact that music has had on shaping the world
For sure.
changing the lives of individuals, I think, and bringing people together. And I think that is the great thing about what you've been able to do, as you said, you know, and being able to use it the way that you have, is be able to do that. So when people hear music by Ben Draiman, if they're just now learning about the album, The Past Is Not Far Behind, what is your hope as they're listening to track after track? What is your hope they will know about you as an artist and you as a storyteller, Ben?
I think one of the most important things is that they get the sense that every word that I'm saying, I mean with all my heart. The stories that I tell are not fiction. They're real. They're real experiences that I've experienced or that others very close to me have experienced, and therefore I've experienced it vicariously through them. That sort of intense emotional experience of reconnecting with these events that happened perhaps a while ago. I often do that. There have been times I've teared up at concerts while playing certain songs that are just very emotionally intense. And that's kind of what I would like I'd like fans to come away from when they hear that. And that's the kind of feedback that I have been getting. I think that's kind of what people are relating to, partly because I didn't really have any commercial market in mind. I mean, I wrote the songs for my own personal healing. And some way, somehow, that authentic sort of experience is something that I think people deeply relate to and sort of become my signature in a certain sense.
Well, I think that, again, is one of the amazing things about it, and we appreciate you for sharing that with us, Ben. Again, everyone, Ben Draiman has been our guest. The album is called The Past Is Not Far Behind, featuring the single that you guys heard here, Avalanche. Ben, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and continue to support the music.
Sure. For those who are interested in purchasing any of the music, you know, it's always best to get it directly from the artist himself. I have a website, www.bendraiman.com, where pretty much that's your one-stop shop for everything. And there you have the links to my Facebook page and my Twitter account and all that. I take great pride and spend a lot of time interacting with people. So pretty much if anyone and everyone sends me a message, chances are they're going to get a response from me in one form or the other. And for those who it's easier to kind of get music from iTunes and Amazon or hear it on Spotify or the various other digital media distributors that are up there, it's all there as well. And Stricken should actually be available on iTunes hopefully in a month or two as well. It's in the process.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, they can always get Stricken. If they just want that one single, they can get it. You have the great Name Your Price option on your website at BenDraiman.com. They can actually get it right there from your site, including any of the other singles, as we did as well. Ben, you know, congratulations to you again, man. I really appreciate you joining us from Jerusalem. I don't think we've had a guest from Jerusalem this year, so I think you're the first one.
That's possible. I'm honored. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you being given the opportunity.
Well, look, we're glad to have had you, and we thank our listeners for joining us as well. And if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch an entire podcast of this about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook, go follow us on Twitter. The link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you'll find there. I want to once again thank Ben Draiman for joining us live from Jerusalem today. His album, again, is The Past Is Not Far Behind. So make sure you guys pick it up from BenDraiman.com or you can get the individual singles from there as well. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Make it a great one.